Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Today we are going to talk about conversation starters. Specifically, one conversation starter that I get a lot, I think because I travel. I think because people have been programmed in thinking that there is only one way to start a conversation, or one way to connect with somebody, or one way that will make sense to then continue a conversation or to get the information that they want. And this particular question generally drives me crazy, but that's a personal thing. I've had ongoing conversations with other people who explain why they ask the question, why they think it's relevant, depending on the circumstances. But the question that I get asked a lot is, so are you here for business or pleasure? And this brings up a couple problems for me. One, there are people out there in the world that actually like their job. So why does it have to be one or the other? Someone could be quite happy in the job that they're doing, and they happen to be traveling and or on a plane or wherever, at a conference or at a meeting or wherever they happen to be. Why does it have to be one thing or the other, business or pleasure? Can it be like, I enjoy my job, so both? Why is that so strange? I don't understand. Why can't I have it all, as you would say? On the other hand, you don't always know why someone is traveling. And so people tend to ask this on flights when they sit next to you and they're like, hi, how you doing? And you're traveling for business or pleasure. There's going to be a percentage of that time when someone is traveling for a funeral, a death in the family. They've just got a divorce. Something bad has happened. That's not necessarily the best way of asking someone what they're doing or why they're doing it. And it can be a very awkward question. And the other part of it is, like me, I travel for fun, but I also work on the road because I can work online and more people are doing it. And even if you work for a corporate, for example, you could still work anywhere. Like, I have friends who work for big companies and they also work remotely. So again, why does it have to be business or pleasure? Well, if you really have to know and have to ask, what is also why, why are you traveling today? Or, I hope you're having a good trip. Make it plain and simple. No, it's not a question. But the person can say, yes, I am, thanks. Because this happened, and they can continue the conversation, and they can say, yes, I am, thank you, I hope you are too, and get back to whatever they're doing. I get about being polite. I know that a lot of people, like to make friends with their seat partner and on a plane, a train, automobile. Well, okay, automobile's a little different, but planes and trains. I do understand that. And I might be trapped in a tin can with you for 8 hours. Doesn't mean that I need to know every single last detail about you. And you certainly don't need to know every last detail about me. Some people are traveling. Some people have left their home for 3 months. And so now they're talking to this person who's like, oh, you left your home. So your home is empty for 3 months. And you just came from this place and this area and you work for this company. There are so many ways of tracking people down. And, Facebook people love to check in places and say, I'm at the airport and I'm going on vacation. That's a lot of information out there that doesn't necessarily need to be let out. I'm not saying everyone's dangerous. Obviously, there are nice people out there in the world. But I could sit next to someone and talk about a book or the latest movie. That doesn't give away personal information. I could talk about podcasts. I could talk about shoes. I could talk about hotels. I could talk about TVs. I could talk about Star Wars. I can't, but I know people who can. Records. There are so many things, and not politics, or religion. There are so many things in the world that we can talk about and make a connection over. Or not. Putting someone in a little box because of what they do or why they're traveling isn't always the most sensitive and or useful way to get to know someone and make a deeper connection. I've definitely made faster friends or acquaintances with someone who's asked me interesting questions as far as books or traveling is concerned. Oh, and don't ask them, where's your most favorite place in the world to go? Because it depends on what for. It's the general questions. People aren't specific enough, and people use the language sort of incorrectly to get what they want to hear. And more on that later. Thank you for listening. That was another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Have a great rest of your week.